From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headlines. No Indonesian victims in Seoul flooding, embassy in South Korea. Indonesia and Malaysia in defense cooperation pact. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian embassy in South Korea confirmed that no Indonesian citizens were victims of the flooding in Seoul, which was caused by torrential rain on Monday night, August 8. In a written statement issued on Tuesday, August 9, the ministry said areas affected by the flood were the capital city of Seoul, Incheon, and parts of Gyeonggi and Gangwon provinces. As quoted from the statement, the Indonesian embassy in Seoul has coordinated with local authorities and contacted Indonesian community notes. Until now, no Indonesian citizens have been directly affected by the flood. At least 7 people died and 6 others were missing in the flash flood. According to Yonhap News Agency, Monday night's rainfall was the heaviest in 8 years. Indonesia and Malaysia strengthened cooperation in the defense sector through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding in Kuala Lumpur on Thursday. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto and his Malaysian counterpart Dato' Sri Hisamuddin bin Tun Hussein signed the MOU on the sidelines of the 42nd session of the Malaysia and Indonesia General Border Committee in Malaysia on Tuesday. According to Subianto, the Indonesian government welcomes all efforts to strengthen Indonesia's relations with Malaysia as well as cooperation in various fields. Next, we have Indonesia that has assumed the chair of the ASEAN Committee in Beijing for the next 6 months. Indonesia's chairmanship of ASEAN Committee in Beijing was inaugurated during a ceremony held to mark the 55th anniversary of the 10-nation regional grouping, which was held in the yard of the Indonesian embassy in Beijing recently. Indonesian Ambassador to China Jauhari Oratmangun said at the ceremony when ASEAN was founded in August 1967, only a few new associations at that time would last longer and be productive. In the first 8 years of its existence, ASEAN made little progress. But early in the 21st century, it became increasingly obvious that ASEAN served economic and political interests in the region. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture that emphasized the need for diversification of foods consumed by the community to anticipate the threat of a food crisis, especially as the population continues to grow with each passing year. The Ministry's Director of Cereal at the Directorate General of Food Crops, Ismail Wahab, in an online discussion titled Fending Off the Threat of a Global Food Crisis, held by the Center for Agricultural Food Studies and Advocacy, or PATAKA, monitored in Jakarta on Tuesday, stated, maintaining domestic food production will not be sufficient to meet the food requirements on account of the population that continues to grow annually. Now we move to the international news. China has urged South Korea to take serious consideration of China's security concerns over U.S. terminal high-altitude area defense batteries and appropriately handle the matter. The Chinese foreign ministry said Beijing made the call when its foreign minister, Wang Yi, held talks with his South Korean counterpart, Park Jin, in Shandong province on Tuesday. The ministry posted a statement dedicated entirely to the minister's discussions about the area defense separately from a statement covering the results of Tuesday's meeting. The entire Japanese government has resigned, the Kyodo News Agency reported. The new Japanese government led by Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to be announced soon. Originally, the government reshuffles were supposed to be carried out in early September. But now, due to the intention to accelerate the promotion of his economic concept of new capitalism, the need to take action due to rising food and fuel prices, and in order to prepare in advance for the session of parliament, the prime minister decided to speed up the process of reshuffles in the government. The last news comes from a Russian rocket that successfully launched an Iran satellite into orbit. The Soyuz rocket took off as scheduled at 8:52 a.m. Moscow time on Tuesday. The rocket was launched from the Baikonur Rocket Launch Facility in Kazakhstan. Approximately 9 minutes after launch, an Iranian satellite called Kayam arrives in orbit. The name of the satellite is taken from the Persian scientist and writer Omar Khayyam, who lived in the 11th and 12th centuries. Iran claims the satellite is equipped with high-resolution cameras. Iran says no other country who has access to the information collected by the satellite. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner headlines: Indonesia is chair of Asian Committee in Beijing. Indonesia get a turn of becoming a chair of Asian Committee in Beijing, or ACB, for the next 6 months. The resignation of chair of ACB was conducted through the 55th commemoration of Asians at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, China, on Monday. Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, in his welcome speech at the ceremony of Asian Day at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, pointed out that when Asian was established in August 1967, there were a few new associations at the time that still existed and were productive. He also said that during 8 years after the establishment of Asian, it only developed slowly. However, at the beginning of the 21st century, it has been certainly clear that Asia serves economic and political interests in the region. Thus, it has paid more attention of the world. There was a flag raising at the ceremony of the commemoration of Asia in Beijing and held a moment of silence for Ambassador of Myanmar to China, Yu Myo Tan Pei, who passed away while visiting Yunnan province on Sunday. Moreover, the ceremony of Asian commemorations was attended by not only ambassadors Asians, but also Foreign Minister of China, Deng Li. It was also attended by representatives of Asian member countries in China. Beside the ceremony, Ambassador of Johari, along with his wife, CLCW Orat Mangun, welcomed his guests and got lunch together at Wisma Duta at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing. Then Indonesian typical food such as gado-gado, sate ayam, sate kambing, kerupuk udang, and other dishes have become main menu for diplomats of Asians. That's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event happening in August 1920 about Treaty of Sèvres. Treaty of Sèvres was a peace treaty after the First World War between the Ottoman Turks and the Allies on August 10, 1920. Among the important changes resulting from the treaty were the establishment of the Kingdom of Hejaz, the establishment of the Democratic Republic of Armenia, and Allied control over the Ottoman Turks financially and militarily. While this agreement was still being negotiated, the Turkish National Movement under Mustafa Kemal Pasha split the Istanbul-based Caliphate, which established the Grand National Mosque in Ankara, won the Turkish War of Independence, and forced the Allies back to the negotiating table. Now we move to an event on August 10, 1973, when the second president of Indonesia, Suharto, inaugurated the start of the restoration of the two Borobudur temples. Borobudur Temple is a Buddhist temple located in Magelang, Central Java. The temple was founded around 800 AD. Borobudur Temple has undergone several restorations. It was first restored in 1907 to 1911 by Van Erp to repair and restore parts of the Arupadhatu and the main stupa. Then on August 10, 1973, President Suharto inaugurated the start of the restoration of the two Borobudur temples. The largest restoration project was carried out in the period 1975 to 1982 under the efforts of the Government of the Republic of Indonesia and UNESCO. This restoration took 10 years. After the renovation, UNESCO included Borobudur in the list of World Heritage Sites in 1991. We end the program with an event on August 10 about commemoration of National Technology Awakening Day. The commemoration began on August 10, 1995, when the M250 Gatot Kaca made in Indonesia successfully underwent a 53-minute flight test. The success is a milestone for Indonesia because it has successfully designed its own modern airplane. Therefore, in accordance with the decree of the President of the Republic of Indonesia No. 71 of 1995, August 10 was commemorated as the National Technology Awakening Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu. Kita terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milik.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of Indonesia continues to prepare various transformation programs for the micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, from the upstream to the downstream, amid the development of the digital economy. The effort is made to provide huge benefits to the community. This was affirmed by Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, at the G20 Indonesia side event titled Digital Economy to Support SDGs, covered by Antara on Monday. According to Minister Teten Mas Duki, the potential value of the digital economy is predicted to experience a significant increase about 8 times in the next 10 years. It will reach 4,531 trillion rupees in 2030. An increase in the number of digitally transformed MSMEs is the foundation for Indonesia to optimize its economic digital potential. He also remarked that the effort needs to expand market access, improve quality of human resources, and manage both the quality and quantity of its production. Minister Teten Mas Duki further explained that his side has prepared program initiatives to intervene from the upstream to the downstream in a bid to accelerate the digital transformation of Indonesian MSMEs. The preparation are carried out, such as complete data collection of MSMEs, ease of managing MSMEs legality, and acceleration of making registration numbers, as well as training and guidance to improve MSMEs competitiveness value. He added that there is also a campaign proud of Indonesian products, procurement of business incubators in campus areas to produce many young entrepreneurs who are competitive, as well as building joint production houses as a consolidative effort in improving the quality and quantity of production of various MSMEs products. Meanwhile, downstream program initiatives and interventions are carried out by curating MSMEs products for official G20 Indonesia merchandise, business matching activities for purchasing and utilizing domestic products, utilizing digital platforms to open global market access and investor matchmaking activities. Furthermore, Minister Teten Mas Duki also pointed out that the digital transformation of MSMEs underlie the Ministry of Cooperatives and MSMEs in initiating a national coordinating meeting for digital transformation of MSMEs last year and this year. His side prepares a strategic blueprint along with all stakeholders towards the digital transformation of MSMEs in Indonesia.
Para, para, para.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Tabuhan Island is a small and uninhabited island with an area of about 5 hectares wide. The island is located between the islands of Java and Bali in the middle of the Bali Strait. Tabuhan Island has a beach with long white sand as well as amazing underwater life, beautiful flora and fauna. This beach is the only location in Banyuwangi, East Java that is ideal for kiteboarding activities. Tabuhan Island has a type of soil that is so fertile, and this makes the trees that grow there become very shady. The trees are usually used for shelter when the sunlight is hot. The water around Tabuhan Island has a very clear and calm type of water, so many tourists often do snorkel activities at this place. At a depth of 3 meters on the coast of Tabuhan Island, you can witness many beautiful marine lives, such as various kinds of colorful fishes and coral reefs. In addition to doing activities during the day, you can set up a tent and enjoy the natural beauty around the island, such as Mount Ijen. Beautiful natural scenery with calm water will make your night feel more serene. Tabuhan Island is indeed uninhabited but is often used as a favorite tourism spot by many people. Because Tabuhan Island is an uninhabited island, it is natural that there are no supporting facilities. But around the beach, you can find bamboo boats. This place can be used when you want to change clothes after swimming. In addition to the bamboo boat, there is a place to rent equipment for snorkeling that has been provided in the boat. The island's opening hours do not yet exist because there is no official management from the government, but the boat that can take you has started operating from 7 in the morning until late night. The rental boat is worth 3,000 rupiah for 4 people. For groups, there are also larger boats for 30 people. The cost is 5,000 rupiah. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Hingga tak kuat
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata, pergi ke tempat wisata, which means going to tourist places. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Suka Sate Ayam. Saya Suka Sate Ayam, which means I like chicken satay. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, his travel companion who works as a tourist guide in Yogyakarta. Dev tells about his favorite food by using an expression of preference. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apa makanan Indonesia yang Anda suka?
Saya suka sate ayam.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Suka, suka, which means like. Sate ayam, sate ayam, which means chicken satay. Saya suka sate ayam. Saya suka sate ayam, which means I like chicken satay. In the conversation, you hear the expression saya suka sate ayam. Saya suka sate ayam, which means I like chicken satay. In the sentence, there is an expression of preference. Saya suka, which means I like. It is used to state expression of liking chicken satay. To show expression of like, you can use the expression saya suka, followed by something that you like. For example, sate ayam, which means chicken satay. Besides showing like feeling to food, the expression saya suka, which means I like, can be also used to state like feeling to an activity. Let's listen to the examples to express like feeling to an activity. Saya suka, which means I like. Saya suka memasak, which means I like cooking. Saya suka bersepeda, which means I like cycling. In Indonesian, sate means sliced grilled meat skewers. In conversation, the word sate is often more used than satay. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apa makanan Indonesia yang Anda suka?
Saya suka sate ayam.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Lampung province in Sumatra Island entitled Teluk Lampung. Teluk Lampung, which means Lampung Bay, is located between Bandar Lampung City, Lampung Selatan Regency, and Pesawaran Regency. There is a cluster which becomes the main destination. The song Teluk Lampung was composed by M. Noya that indeed tells a view in Lampung Bay. The song is also played in many events. Well, listener, here is the song Teluk Lampung by Bustami Zainuddin. Enjoy!
Bagi Tuhan diram
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.